At the 2026 Winter Olympics, we witnessed two Americans, Ilya Melanin and Alyssa Liu, skate in the free skate finals in very different ways. One faced the weight of expectation and pressure, while the other rediscovered joy and freedom on the ice. Today, we're talking about how mindset, the meaning you bring to your performance, and how it shapes not just your results, but the experience of competing at a high level. Welcome to Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. All right, y'all. I hope you've been enjoying watching the Olympics. I know there's been so many amazing moments, from American bobsledders winning their first gold to really fascinating the Norway cross-country skier winning 9 golds, I think, or no, 7 golds, something. Stupid amount of golds. Okay. Just all kinds of wonderful sports moments. Women's curling, making it past the semifinals, like all kinds of great stuff. But I think what's been really interesting is ice skating, right? One of the premier events that happen in the Winter Olympics. And we got to see two amazing athletes experience very different things during their potential gold medal winning free skates. On the first, we had Ilya Melanin, who is the quad god, right? This amazing skater whose technical ability is, by the book, much better than anyone else currently in the field. He entered the singles as the heavy favorite. Both him and Alyssa have come off winning a gold with the American team. So there's that, right? They've both had gold medal performances already. And you hear from Melanin, right, after he blew it, right? He choked. His free skate was not good at all. And he ended up falling down to 8th place. And now, I don't work with either one of these athletes. I don't pretend to know their inner landscape or anything like that. But based on solely with the things that they've been telling the public and in interviews, they have very two different approaches. So for Melanin during the free skate, he talked honestly about that internal pressure that he felt. He said something to the effect of, honestly, there was so much attention and it can really get to you if you're not ready to fully embrace it. And he says, I wasn't ready to handle that to the full extent. And he, as he was reflecting on the spotlight that was on him, and he hadn't necessarily faced that before outside of this Olympic Games. Whereas Alyssa Liu's approach is she had taken 2 years off from skating, retired at, I believe, 16, because everything about skating had become a job, a chore. She wasn't given choice. She wasn't given opportunity to just be a human, right? And she wasn't healthy. She was, so she quit. And so for 2 years, she did everything but skating. She went and lived her life. She took college classes. She hiked mountains. She skied. And when she came back to the sport, she had a much different approach in that she was now skating for the pure joy of skating and the energy that it brought her. And you can see that in her gold medal performance because she skated with joy, with energy. And for her, this was an expression of her art. And she says, I'm out here purely because I want to be, not because I have to be. And I'm just out here to put on an amazing show for the audience and express myself through skating. And you can see how different their experience was, right? Melanin's experience highlights how pressure can feel like a risk or very threatening, especially when expectations are very high for you. Feeling that pressure that the outcome is necessary or that external judgment. Whereas Alyssa Liu's story shows that skating for its just the joy of skating and the freedom that allows unlocked that potential. All right. So the other thing we want to learn from this mindset, this difference between freedom and joy versus pressure and expectation. Okay. So thinking back to Alyssa Liu's mindset, commentators noted when she was skating that she doesn't do it for the results. She does it for the art and the experience. And yeah, she's trying to compete at a high level, but they call her California Calm, California Cool, because she genuinely doesn't care about the outcome. And what I mean by that is if she doesn't score or perform well, it's not a blow to her as a human. She hasn't put her whole self-worth into this one performance, okay? And so she really doesn't feel that pressure because for her, skating is an opportunity to express her art and her joy, and she's there to connect with the fans and the people watching. And so her comeback and her ability to really unlock her skating is not just physical, it's mental, because she's now prioritizing her joy, connection, her internal reasons for wanting to skate in the first place. Right? She doesn't fear failure because she's there to put on a show for the people watching. And when she started as a young skater, phenom skater, you know, 13, 16, all that, everything was dictated to her. Do this, do that, skate this way. And now she's like, no, this is mine, right? I'm picking the music. I'm choreographing my routines. I'm helping to design my costumes. And because for her, this is artistic expression. And so because of that, when she gets into a huge performance like her free skate in the Olympic competition, she's not worried about winning and losing. She's worried about executing flawlessly and just doing the best, very best she can to put on an amazing show, okay? Whereas Ilya Malinin's pressure narrative was all about, and you can hear it in his quotes, is that he really admitted that for whatever reason, the Olympics just felt different. There was a lot of internal nerves that he'd never experienced before. They felt overwhelming. He talked about when he was sitting there, his hands here, getting ready to start, his mind just flooded with all of these, his worst moments on the ice. And a lot of that stems from the meaning he was attaching to that performance and the expectations of the world, the expectations of others, and really just struggling with that pressure of trying to live up to it. And so the meaning that he attached to the outcome was outside of his control. And so what that teaches us about mindset is that playing with freedom and joy in sport is a choice. It's not something you just luck into, okay? It's a perspective that you take when you get into the competition realm. And you'll notice that in any sport, the folks who really excel, they do it because it's for the love of the game. Right? Yeah, they're trying to win and be their best, but they are seeking out new experiences. They're seeking out their best because it's, I want to see what else can happen with my sport type of situation. And that freedom and that joy approaching it is sets conditions. Whereas if you feel pressured, if you feel like your worth or your identity or I need some sort of external validation by getting this result, by performing a certain way, it tightens you up. It locks you in and it causes you to take something that, for example, specifically Ilya jumps and skates that he tricks that he has done, he has automated, right? Those are in his subconscious. He knows how to do those and he couldn't execute them because he started overthinking it, right? He brought something that was automatic into the forefront of his conscious brain and it just messed everything up. It messed up the execution. And so the goal here is something to take away as young athletes is how can you move into that idea of taking away the meaning of your results. It's again, it's okay to strive for wins. It's okay to strive to be at your at very best and to score very well or to win games, but you also need to do it because you love the game, right? And so this perspective that Lucy Liu brings, Lucy Liu, that's an actress, Alyssa Liu, that she brings is really important. And I think what grounded her in having that joy is really understanding who she is outside of sport and why that matters. And so, again, she stepped away from skating initially because she was burnt out. She didn't have a life. It was unhealthy. She was dictated to every second of every day, like what she should be doing. And she's, I'm done with this. And so when she retired, she went in and took college classes. She climbed mountains. She skied with friends. She stepped away and recharged and explored other areas of interest and really rediscovered who she was as a human, hanging out with her siblings and taking them to school and all kinds of stuff like that. And what that enabled her to do is that she got curious. Let me put the skates on again and let me try this out. And she was able to rediscover her original passion for the sport because now she had been away from it for long enough that it didn't have the same meaning anymore because she had grown as a human. And so when athletes, especially young ones, focus too narrowly on their sport, on the outcomes of their sport, because maybe that's the biggest part of their life, it can often cause a lot of pressure that escalates into anxiety, distraction, and self-doubt because they don't understand their worth as a human outside of performing in their sport. Okay. And so really, as you listen to this, parents, coaches, athletes, one way that you can maintain a really healthy mindset about your performances is to make sure that you have other pursuits in your life. You have other interests and hobbies and joys. So I know for me, as an athlete growing up, softball was my primary sport, but I danced from 3 years old until about 11, early middle school. I pursued dance. I played soccer. In high school, I made sure that I played volleyball for my high school team. I played a year of soccer. I really enjoyed books and pursuing that. And while softball was my predominant sport and the thing that took up the majority of my time from 8 to 22 when I graduated college, I still had other interests and hobbies and people in my life that weren't associated with softball, okay? And so what that does is that it protects your mental space and your joy and your long-term resilience because you start to understand that your results in a particular sport don't define who you are as a person, okay? And that's really important. So a key takeaway here is that in this Olympic moment, we saw that mindset mattered. Ilya's experience reminds us that pressure can steal joy and cause somebody who's highly skilled to choke at the last minute because that pressure changed how they executed those skills. Whereas Alyssa Liu's free skate joy shows that when the meaning comes from within, not the outcomes that you're trying to achieve, it unlocks that freedom and that joy and that peak of expression and that peak of performance. Okay, so for young athletes and parents, the difference in mindset might just be the difference between playing because you fear failing versus playing because you love the game. And so my questions today are really going to get us focusing on how can you have a healthier perspective in how you approach your sport and how you define meaning in your sport so that you can unlock excellent performance. Okay. So before we dive into the conversations, just want to remind you, if you're enjoying these episodes in this show, please subscribe or leave a review so that more people get access to this show. Again, the more you interact with the show, it gets into other people's algorithms. They're more likely to see it. Okay, a couple of reminders before we dive into our conversation. Reminder that there are no wrong answers. Take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. And remember that you can push pause after each individual question and discuss it, or you can listen to all the questions and just talk about what floats your boat. All right. So let's dive into our first question. This is about pressure versus enjoyment. How do you feel? So as the performer, this can be both for kids and parents. How do you feel when you think about performing for others, meaning trying to get others' approval or specific results, versus performing for yourself and just the joy of executing your sport, of playing your sport? What have you noticed the difference between those two? How does it affect you? How does it change the experience of playing your sport? All right, question two, a little bit of a perspective check. What activities or relationships outside of sport help you feel grounded and less defined by the scores or results of your play? Okay. What other hobbies and interests do you have? Our third question, how can you remind yourself why you love your sport the next time your nerves show up? So what I mean by that is if you're starting to feel the pressure, you're starting to get in your head about the meaning of this particular outcome, that if I don't perform this way, then XYZ is going to happen, or whatever. How do you pause and reconnect back to, hey, I'm just out here to play my sport at the highest level I can play it. Let's get after it. Okay. Because that's a shift. That's something that you have to do intentionally if you're starting to feel that pressure. So what do you think you could do? What could your parents or coaches do to help you do that? Thinking about resilience, our final question of today is, even if you play with joy and for the love of the game, That doesn't mean everything's going to go as planned. It doesn't always mean that you're going to get the results that you want to, okay? Especially if you're a team sport athlete. You don't always have direct control over the outcome of a game. And so when things don't, when you still don't get the results you want, how can you reconnect with the joy instead of really dwelling on the pressure of that moment, okay? So what I mean by that is, I'll give you an example from my own life. One of my all-time favorite games I've ever played, a softball game I've ever played, we lost, okay? But still to this day, when I think back to that game, it was one of my fondest memories because myself and my team were performing so well. And basically what happened in my junior year of college, we were playing against Northwestern. At the time, they were top 20 school in the country. They actually, that season went on to, they performed second in the Women's College World Series. Like, they ended up being runner up. Okay. So they were a very, very good team. And we took them 18 innings and it was a dogfight, right? I think they ended up winning. It was either 4-3 or 5-4. I don't remember the final score right now, but it was one of my all-time favorite games because they had runners on every inning. And we were holding them down, making these amazing defensive plays, you know, turning double plays, catching them at the plate. Our pitcher was just throwing her booty off, spinning it at the plate. We weren't as getting as many runners as they were, but we had the key hits when we need them. I got a key hit at one point that scored a run. And it was just that fight that we had no business being in that game that year. We weren't as good as them on paper, but we showed up. And we made it the most difficult game of their season. And it was so awesome. And I remember that to this day. And we didn't win that game. That wasn't a result that we would have wanted. We wanted to win. We would have preferred to win, right? But for me, it was that what enabled me to not dwell on the results, the fact that we lost, is that competing, like having that team on the edge and holding them to the way we did and forcing them to earn it the way we did, man, that was awesome. So thinking through that as an athlete, as you perform, right? Even if it doesn't go as planned, where can you pull from that experience to still reconnect to that joy of the game, the joy of the competition, whatever that is, okay? Because the more you can do that, that's going to help you bounce back from that experience, and it'll fuel that next performance. Okay. So consider that for yourselves. Keep diving into those conversations and hopefully you're having some really meaningful conversations here. Thank you again for joining me for Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. If again, you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with somebody in your circle so they can benefit from this episode too. If you're looking for more weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversation starters to help you or your athletes stay confident, calm, and clutch, please consider joining my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if you have any suggestions, anything that you'd like to hear me talk about on these episodes, let me know. You can hit me up in the show notes or DM me on Facebook or Instagram at @VAlstonCoaching. Okay. But most importantly, go have fun playing your sport. I'll see you next time.